is Nightline. Tonight, Trump indicted, the first president in U.S. history to ever face criminal charges.
From the beginning, it's been one witch hunt and phony investigation after another.
A grand jury in New York taking the unprecedented step over Trump's alleged hush money payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels.
Did you know about the $130,000 payment to Stormy Daniels?
Supporters calling it politically motivated. But his former attorney saying no one is above the law.
This is not revenge, right? What this is about accountability. He needs to be held accountable for his dirty deeds.
What's next for the former president?
Nightline.
Thanks for joining us. Tonight, an extraordinary and historic moment in America. A New York grand jury indicting former President Donald Trump over alleged hush money payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels, the first American president ever to face criminal charges. Now, he's the front runner for the GOP nomination for the 2024 election, and he says this indictment won't stop him.
The Manhattan grand jury's move late today, unprecedented, handing criminal charges to a former president, Donald Trump. The indictment, a political earthquake.
It's enormously historic, unprecedented to have a former president and a leading presidential candidate facing an indictment.
Trump was indicted for his role in allegedly approving an illegal hush money payment to adult star Stormy Daniels before the 2016 election. Daniels, whose real name is Stephanie Clifford, alleged in a 60 Minutes interview that she'd had an affair with Trump in 2006, just months after his wife Melania had given birth to their son Barron.
Did he mention his wife or child at all in this?
I asked, and he brushed it aside, said, oh, yeah, yeah, you know, don't worry about that. We have separate rooms and stuff.
It was a payment Trump initially said he knew nothing about.
Did you know about the $130,000 payment?
But Michael Cohen, the former president's one-time fixer and lawyer, testified that he made the payment to Daniels at Trump's direction to silence her before the election. Trump's legal team now acknowledges the payment, but says Trump was trying to protect his family, not his campaign. Trump maintains he didn't have an affair with Daniels and that he did nothing wrong.
The heart of this case is this $130,000 in hush money payments made to Stormy Daniels before the 2016 election. And actually, hush money payments standing alone are not illegal. But what is illegal is falsifying business records.
From the beginning, it's been one witch hunt and phony investigation after another.
Tonight, the former president, now running for re-election, called his indictment political persecution and election interference at the highest level in history. For weeks, security has been stepped up in New York City, and now all NYPD officers have been ordered to report for duty at 7 a.m. sharp for deployment across the city. The anticipation of an indictment dividing the country.
It's all a witch hunt. You know, they're just trying to find a way to bring him down, and he's going to prevail.
Trump's awesome, and our country is in dire need of him back.
It makes me support him more because it's a witch hunt.
Ever since Trump first predicted he'd be indicted, he's been defiant, including at his first official campaign rally in Waco, Texas last weekend.
The District Attorney of New York, under the auspices and direction of the Department of Injustice in Washington, D.C., was investigating me for something that is not a crime, not a misdemeanor, not an affair.
The possibility of the indictment sparking security concerns at courthouses and the office of District Attorney Alvin Bragg, who received a death threat and a letter with white powder addressed to him. And as the grand jury continued to meet, Trump urged his supporters to protest, warning death and destruction if he were to be indicted. His words sparking condemnation from House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
It's dangerous, and if he keeps it up, he's going to get someone killed.
The grand jury began convening in January and has heard testimony from a variety of people, including members of his administration's inner circle, Hope Hicks and Kellyanne Conway. Stormy Daniels also meeting with prosecutors as the probe wrapped up. The adult film actress reacting to the indictment news, tweeting, "Thank you to everyone for your support and love. I have so many messages coming in that I can't respond. Also, don't want to spill my champagne." Trump declined the Manhattan District Attorney's offer to testify, but many calling an indictment an overreach, a case that two previous Manhattan DAs declined to prosecute.
Alvin Bragg has failed miserably, and all of a sudden he wants to get tough on Donald Trump.
Today's indictment adding to a litany of legal woes and other potential criminal charges the former president is facing.
This has nothing to do with the potentially more serious allegations that are coming out of an investigation in Georgia to try to overturn the election. The investigation by the special counsel over the January 6th and the aftermath, as well as the investigation of the handling of classified documents. All of those could carry penalties, could carry allegations that are far more serious than we're talking about in this instance.
Trump repeatedly denying any wrongdoing in all the investigations, but today's indictment now possibly throwing a curveball into his 2024 presidential ambitions. Former Trump allies and fellow Republicans speaking out. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy tweeting, "Alvin Bragg has irreparably damaged our country in an attempt to interfere in our presidential election." Going on to say, the House of Representatives will hold Alvin Bragg and his unprecedented abuse of power to account. His former vice president calling the indictment an outrage earlier tonight on CNN.
I think this is an outrage, but I also think at a time when the American people are struggling so much that this will only further serve to divide our country.
I don't know what goes into paying hush money to a porn star to secure silence over some type of alleged affair. I can't speak to that.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer saying tonight Trump is subject to the same laws as every American and encouraging the process to proceed peacefully. The key to Donald Trump's indictment today, Michael Cohen.
This is not revenge, right? What this is about accountability. He needs to be held accountable for his dirty deeds.
Cohen's testimony serving as a linchpin of evidence for prosecutors. Cohen standing by his testimony. In a statement to ABC News tonight, "I take no pride in issuing this statement. However, I do take solace in validating the adage that no one is above the law, not even a former president." Once Stormy Daniels alleged she'd been paid hush money by Michael Cohen just weeks ahead of the 2016 election, all eyes turned to Cohen.
First of all, nothing at the Trump Organization was ever done unless it was run through Mr. Trump.
In July 2018, Trump's former power player first broke his silence to ABC News, months after the FBI raided his office and home, seizing a trove of documents, including a payment to Stormy Daniels.
He directed me to make the payments. He directed me to become involved in these matters. I gave loyalty to someone who truthfully does not deserve loyalty.
He was trying to hide what you were doing, correct?
Correct.
And he knew it was wrong?
Of course.
So you're done with the lying?
I am done with the lying. I am done being loyal to President Trump. And my first loyalty belongs to my wife, my daughter, my son, and this country.
If convicted of the hush money charges, the 2024 hopeful may face a maximum sentence of 4 years.
If, you know, incarceration were ever on the table, you know, I think it's down quite down the road, if in fact that is ever a live possibility. But you know, there too, it wouldn't disable him from running for president, even from jail or prison. But obviously, there would be substantial logistical complexities that such developments might create. But legally, this has really, truly no bearing on his ability to run for president.
We don't know exactly what the charge is yet, but presuming that this is a felony, as the indications would be, yes, there's the possibility of prison time. Now, even if hypothetically a candidate were behind bars, he or she could still run for president.
But time in prison may not be mandatory, and something Cohen does not wish upon his former friend and president.
I don't want to see anyone, including Donald Trump, indicted, prosecuted, convicted, incarcerated, simply because I fundamentally disagree with them.
There's no way around the fact that we're in a divided country that just got a little more divided as a result of this, in all likelihood. You're going to see people break down around party lines as to whether they think this is an appropriate prosecution or not, whether they think Trump is guilty of this, whether they think he should go to prison over it, whether they think he should be eligible to run for office again.
And joining us now, John Santucci, you've covered President Trump, both the campaigns and the administration. You spoke with him late today. What did he have to say?
I spoke to him right after news of that indictment, Juju. He called it political persecution, said it's an attack on our country, said they are trying to impact an election. Obviously, the election he's referring to, 2024, he is the only candidate announced so far. I then asked the former president, do you plan to come to New York? Do you plan to turn yourself in? He said, take care of yourself, John, and he hung up on me.
That's an excellent end to that conversation. And yet, his lawyers have told us that he is expected to turn himself in on Tuesday. How do you think that'll play out? And yet, this is also not the only potential criminal charge that he's facing.
It's not the only one. So let's start with New York. He is absolutely planning to come, though he doesn't want to be in court. He's going to take every political bona fide he believes comes with it. As one aide said to me, do they release the mugshot? We want to print that on a T-shirt and add it to our campaign roster. As far as the other cases are concerned, because you're right, there are several. Obviously, New York, first one out of the gate. We have another case that's been ongoing in Fulton County, Georgia. This is looking into what he calls, Donald Trump calls, that perfect phone call with Brad Raffensperger, the Secretary of State there. That is a case that right now we're waiting to see what charges will come out. They've obviously had a special grand jury that's produced a report that said several indictments were recommended. Don't know who. Next one is obviously up in D.C., a two-prong. DOJ is looking at those documents that went to Mar-a-Lago and looking at January 6th. Those two happening behind closed doors, a lot of Trump folks heading in, waiting to see what happens next.
John Santucci, as always, thanks for your insights.
Thanks, Juju.
And stay with us. We'll be back with a roundtable discussion.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
And joining me now for a roundtable discussion, ABC senior national correspondent Terry Moran and ABC News contributors Donna Brazile and Sarah Isger. Terry, let's jump right in. Today's indictment is repeatedly referred to as historic, as unprecedented. Put it all into perspective for us.
Those are the words, aren't they, Judy? This is just breathtaking what happened today. And it means that the nation is embarking on an unprecedented journey, a hard journey through what are likely to be very rough waters. The former president of the United States, who 74 million Americans voted to re-elect to the office just 2 years ago, indicted. And no matter what you think about that indictment, what the grand jury in New York did today is just going to pour gasoline on the raging fires of our political polarization. I mean, this is a moment where I think a lot of Americans are overjoyed, a lot of Americans are enraged, and there are a lot of Americans who are anxious for the country as well.
Now, Donna, Trump, as almost expected, is calling the decision to indict him, quote, political persecution and election interference at the highest level. What are Democrats saying tonight, and is this going to be viewed as political?
Well, of course, everything in America today is viewed through political lenses, but this is about the rule of law. And a grand jury of everyday New Yorkers, citizens, heard the evidence, and they have returned an indictment. While we don't know what's in that indictment, it's not unsealed. What we do know is that this former president, like any other American citizen, deserved to have his day in court. He had an opportunity to testify before the grand jury. He did not. And, you know, all of the name calling and hurling insults at the DA and likely who knows whatever, it will not excuse the fact that Donald Trump will be held accountable. Now, again, he has an opportunity to fight his way through this trial. But as of tonight, it's a sad moment. But the president of the United States, the former president, is not above the law.
Donna, thank you. Now, Sarah, you are a Republican who broke with Trump. What does this mean for the Republican Party? And will this force Republicans to clarify their stand on the former president?
Well, like Donna said, we don't know what's actually in this indictment, but I think the shame of this is that this appears to be the weakest case against Donald Trump, the one that is most susceptible to being attacked as a political indictment. And, you know, if this is on the shaky legal grounds that we think it is, it's not that no president is above the law. The problem here would be that these charges wouldn't be brought against someone unless it was Donald Trump and unless he was running for president again. And I think that actually very much undermines the rule of law in a serious way, where you simply find charges to bring against someone you don't like, rather than what's happening in Georgia or even what the Department of Justice is pursuing, which are much more legally strong and factually strong cases at this point.
Does that merely galvanize his base, and how might that play out in the next presidential election cycle?
Certainly in the short term, I think this helps Donald Trump. We saw that, for instance, in the direct, you know, immediate aftermath of the search warrant that was executed at his home in Mar-a-Lago. How long that will last, we'll see. But Donald Trump enjoying the attention right now, definitely. We're already seeing a slump in Ron DeSantis' polls. The question is how long that lasts and whether it's sustainable.
Donna, in the short time we have, how does this play out in 2024?
I don't think it's going to help Donald Trump long term. He might be able to do some more fundraising. He might be able to call in a few chips here or there. But the bottom line is Donald Trump is going to have to face the music at some point. There are four major trials or four major investigations on Donald Trump. He's not above the law. This was not brought because someone else broke the law. This is the jury hearing evidence that Donald Trump likely broke the law. We'll find out just what laws he broke and how strong the case is. But as of now, Donald Trump has to be held accountable.
And Terry, just to bring it home, how can you predict how this will play out when the country sees this former president under arrest?
Well, there's no question that it will be the answer to the prayers of some, and it will infuriate others. And one goes back to the pardon of Richard Nixon by President Gerald Ford. Nixon could well have been indicted, but Ford decided that would be too divisive for the country, and the country needed to move on. This grand jury, as Donna points out, has seen the evidence and is going in a different direction. But as a general rule, countries where the former leader is prosecuted by the opposition party are unhappy and unstable countries, and so much depends now, then, on the legal system. Americans will want to see on both sides, on all sides, that justice be done under law.
May justice prevail. Terry, Donna, Sarah, thank you all for your perspectives and your insights tonight. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back. Stay with us.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
And that's Nightline. You can watch all of our full episodes on Hulu. We'll see you right back here same time tomorrow. Thanks for staying up with us. Good night, America.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.